Hi, VoiceTubers! Welcome back to Pronunciation Challenge. This is Arisa. Do you ever wonder why Americans are always with a big white smile? And what makes them such pretty teeth? It is said that Americans spend more than $111 billion on their smiles every year. And the cosmetic dentistry market is a profitable business, particularly in states as well. The video today reveals the real reason why Americans have pretty teeth. There is actually an interesting fact related to the transformation of Hollywood. After the sound is introduced into movies, the stars had to bare their teeth to read the lines. Even the smallest flaw in the mouth can be an obvious shadow on the screen. So, it is not really hard to imagine why they start to focus much on their teeth and willing to pay bills to the cosmetic dentistry. For me, who still have my braces, can totally understand this. Though it costs really much, you can see this as an investment to have better look and your own confidence. In the video, it also shares many other factors why Americans emphasize their teeth so much. If you are interested in, don't forget to click the video after the pronunciation challenge ends. And right now, we are going to read the sentence for the first time. So be careful, and we will repeat it in a slower way later. So still, just be focused and to listen to the pronunciation. Moviegoers were wowed by the perfect smiles of their favorite stars. Having good teeth became an aspiration. But despite that developing into a near-national obsession with perfect teeth, Americans don't actually have the healthiest teeth. Now, it's time for a slower version. Listen up and to focus on what my pronunciation is going to be. Moviegoers were wowed by the perfect smiles of their favorite stars. Having good teeth became an aspiration. But despite that developing into a near-national obsession with perfect teeth, Americans don't actually have the healthiest teeth.
好的，接下来呢，我们要到了今天的单字解说的部分。今天总共有四组单字哦，那我们先来看到第一组。第一组的第一个字是 moviegoer。Moviegoer 是一个名词，意思是常看电影的人 ，a person who frequently go to watch movies at cinemas. So we will have a sentence like this: Tom is such a moviegoer. Every weekend is a movie marathon for him. He watches at least 5 movies back to back every time. Tom 是个超爱看电影的人，每个假日对他而言都像是个电影马拉松，至少看来回五部电影。Okay, so when we were saying someone is a moviegoer, we can also say that he or she is a movie buff. Movie buff. Movie buff 是一个名词，意思是电影的狂热分子。那我们看一下造句哦。My roommate Jeffrey is a movie buff. He even created a blog to do his own film reviews. 我的室友 Jeffrey 是个电影狂热分子，他甚至开了个部落格经营他的个人影评。好，再来下一个字，我们把前面的 movie 换掉，换成 beach, B-E-A-C-H, beach. A person who frequently goes to beaches, that is a beachgoer. Beachgoer, 爱去海滩的人。我们的例句长这样。Those beachgoers decided to spend their whole vacation on the tropical island. 那些海滩爱好者决定在热带小岛待上整个假期。再来第二组单字 aspiration。Aspiration 是一个名词，志向、抱负的意思。Something that you hope to achieve. 那我们的句子是这样子的。What are your career aspirations?代表说你的工作抱负，你的工作志向会是什么？那 aspiration 的动词就是 aspire, 向往的意思。To want something very much. So we will look at a sentence like this. Many young girls aspire to become flight attendants.
许多年轻女生渴望成为空服员。
再来跟 aspire 很像的两个系列单字，第一个是 perspire。perspire 是一个动词，意思是出汗、渗出的意思。那我们看到的这个句子是由非常伟大的发明家爱迪生的名言 Genius is 99% perspiration and 1% inspiration. 天才是来自于 99% 的努力和 1% 的天分。好，那如果把它变成更加的道地一点，就是七分靠打拼，三分天注定，有没有很贴近人心一点点？没错，那这句俗谚呢，就是爱迪生的名言。那也会希望大家如果有需要的话，可以把它背起来，放在一些你们的英文句子或文章当中，会很漂亮哦。那这句的话，就是把 perspire 变成一个名词，就是 perspiration， 把流汗把它转化成名词，就变成努力的意思。那 inspire 就是启发嘛，那把它变成名词，就变成天分 inspiration。好，那接下来我们看到的这个相似字的最后一个是 expire 是一个动词，那是到期死亡的意思。 My lease will expire this December. 我的租约今年十二月就到期了。好，再来第三组单字 despite 是一个介系词，那 despite 它就是当作尽管的意思。 Despite our unwillingness, Dad still got English tutors for us. 尽管我们不愿意，爸爸还是为我们请了英文家教。接下来的这一个跟 despite 基本上是一模模一样样，它叫做 in spite of 同样也是一个介系词的用语，那它也是尽管的意思。我们把它照的例句你们可以参考一下哦。 In spite of raining so hard, they didn't cancel their outdoor wedding. 尽管雨下得很大，他们并没有取消户外婚礼。那despite, in spite of, 有些人会觉得很陌生，那基本上你只要把它想成一个字，你就不会忘记了。它就是 although 的意思， A-L-T-H-O-U-G-H, although。那它就是跟虽然，我们那个常常用在句子里面转折语气用的 although 是一样的意思，只是说用法不太一样。 despite 跟 in spite of 它后面都是加名词或是动名词，那如果 although 的话，后面会希望你可以加一个完整的句子，有主词跟动词的用法。对，但是他们的中文语义是一样，都是一个转折，虽然尽管的意思。好，那接下来今天的最后一组单字叫做Obsession 是一个名词，意思是着迷。好，那我们造的句子就可以这样说 Fans remain loyal to their particular obsession. 粉丝们对特别的爱团保持忠心。那接着呢，看到了这个字是形容词，它是 obsessive， 使人着迷的，令人困扰的，或是过分关心的。那我们看一下句子哦。Miss Liu is quite obsessive about punctuality. 刘小姐非常在意守时。对，那这边的 obsessive 就不是只有着迷的意思，代表说我已经非常非常在意这件事情了。Obsessive about something. 那 punctuality 就是守时， being on time， 要守时，要遵守时间。好，那其实大家看到 obsessive 这个字，通常都还会补充一个很常见的一个缩写叫做 OCD， 它的全名叫做 Obsessive Compulsive Disorder， 它其实 简化来说就是强迫症的意思。像是有些人可能时不时就一定要洗手，他觉得他自己手有时候就可能沾到细菌啊，或是非常不干净，就一直洗一直洗，可是已经过度的清洁导致可能皮都破掉了之类的。或是有看到有些人一定要把相同颜色的东西全部归类在一块，其实有很多种形式啦，那大家就会说哦，我有 OCD。 那 OCD 的全名就是 Obsessive Compulsive Disorder。 好，那我们待会再用这个来造句。那最后一个字今天要看到的是 Obsess， 它是动词，就是使着迷、使烦扰的意思。那我们看一下例句哦。 People who suffer from OCD may obsess about particular things and do certain things repeatedly.
深受强迫症其扰的患者会不断地重复做特定的事情。
好，那我们就成功地把 OCD 还有 obsess 两个单字一起造了这个句子。
那就希望这样的方式有让大家对于这两个单字的印象更深刻咯。
Okay, so that's all for the vocabulary today. And now let's read the sentence one more time. Moviegoers were wowed by the perfect smiles of their favorite stars. Having good teeth became an aspiration. But despite that developing into a near national obsession with perfect teeth, Americans don't actually have the healthiest teeth.
Congrats! So that's all for the pronunciation challenge.And after the content today, it may also remind you to have a dental checkup. Make sure you are still with your fancy big smile. Thanks for joining us as always. I will see you guys next time. Bye bye.